1048 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where the NYPD is on alert for possible protests as Donald Trump prepares to turn himself in for his arraignment on Tuesday. He's flying into the city at some point tomorrow. This after a New York grand jury voted to indict a former president for the first time in American history.
The historic indictment is expected to be unsealed and read in court, where he will be asked to enter a plea. The case centers around alleged hush money paid in 2016 to adult film star Stormy Daniels to buy her silence over an affair she claimed to have had with Trump. On Tuesday night, the former president plans to make public remarks from his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
On the hardwood tonight,
LSU has captured its very first national championship.
Another historic moment on ABC as the LSU Tigers beat Iowa in the women's final 102-85. It's the first time the LSU women have won a national championship title. The men's title game is tomorrow night on CBS. The death toll from this weekend's outbreak of devastating storms is now 33. The Biden administration is pledging to help.
President Biden has been in touch with governors in Arkansas and Delaware and Illinois, promising to help. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker surveyed storm damage northwest of Chicago.
I issued a state disaster proclamation for Crawford County, as well as all the storm-impacted counties. I also spoke with the federal FEMA director and the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security to ensure that access is given to all federal resources.
A roof collapse killed one man, injured dozens of others in Belvedere, Illinois. Tom Foti, CBS News.
It's country music's biggest night, and some familiar names are winning big awards. Shania Twain takes home the Equal Play Award during the show airing on CBS.
Man, I feel like a woman.
She told the audience she had no idea what an impact that song would have on her career and on other women.
It's amazing how just one statement can empower so many. And man, I feel like a woman has been adopted by an array of fantastic communities all around the world and become a genuine path of power and progress for women.
It's a surprise move that could make inflation worse and raise the cost of gas. Saudi Arabia and other major oil producers say they'll cut oil production by more than 1 million barrels a day starting in May until the end of the year. They say it's a precautionary measure to stabilize the oil market. Industry oil analysts say the oil cuts alone could push U.S. gas prices by roughly 26 cents a gallon. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
Faster!
Than ride in an ambulance.
I'd rather have a catch with my dog, Curtis, than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease, asthma, or diabetes, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Learn more at Prevnar20.com. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 32, overnight, under cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun, tomorrow, highs level off around 52. Slight chance for scattered showers, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 30. Chance for scattered thunderstorms, Tuesday, chance for mixed precipitation on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Radio. We are local music with Essential Last Crack. Every Saturday night at 11 o'clock, we play two songs from the mighty Last Crack, and we call it Essential Last Crack. Tonight, we just heard Sensei, Beat of My Blood before that. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Maxine Kevy here on Civic Media. Happy you could join us. 2 hours of the best hard rock, punk, and metal from around the state of Wisconsin. We've got a great half hour of music coming up. A lot of new stuff here. A lot of good metal, too. Outer Graves have some new music out. We're going to hear a song from them. Illuminated Void in just a couple of minutes. And Fall to Rise coming up. Right now, Utoma. I've seen these guys online. Have not seen them in person yet. They are good, though. And their new album is super awesome. It's up on Bandcamp. You should grab it right now. Here's their song, The Traveler. It's Utoma on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
We'll be right back. Fox 8 Radio, radio for the people.
We'll be right back. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump prepares to turn himself in for his arraignment Tuesday in Manhattan. His former attorney, Michael Cohen, admitted to hiding hush money payments for Trump before the 2016 election. He was on CBS's Face the Nation.
I'm not asking you to take me for my credibility. Let the documents and the evidence speak for itself.
The LSU Women's Tigers trounce Iowa 102-85 to win their first NCAA basketball championship. Coach Kim Mulkey was emotional on ESPN.
Never in the history of LSU basketball, men or women, have ever played for a championship. I think my tears are tears of joy.
A weekend outbreak of storms across the U.S. kills at least 33. Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodloe says more severe weather is on the way.
Could bring us record-setting snow in Duluth, maybe even Minneapolis as well, but maybe a foot to maybe a foot and a half the higher elevations we go.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Maxine Kevy, we are local music with some classic Government Zero there. Huey Lewis, The News from their Underdog CD that came out in 2010. They've been teasing getting a new album out soon. I don't know if they'll ever happen. I hope it does. Love Government Zero. Direct hit before that, Blood on My Tongue. They're going to be coming on the show here on Maxine Kevy, I think on April 1st, and 94's Distortion before that would Fall on Me out of the Appleton area. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Maxine Kevy, original local music from the state of Wisconsin here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure to check out the Maxine Radio page at civicmedia.us for all the archives of The Devil's Lair and interviews that you may have missed. A lot of good content up there. Civicmedia.us. Be sure to tune in next week to Max Inc. Radio. We got another great show for you. We got the folks from Make Music Madison popping into the studio. The Cashbox Kings will come on the show for an interview. Great blues band. Rogue Rat will be on for an interview here in Maxine Kevy. And Sunspot will be on the show live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. That's all next week. Check the full schedule at maxincradio.com. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We got some, I'm going to get out of here a little early. I want to tell you the truth here, but I've got a great little set of music lined up for you. Some Carbellion, Subatomic. We'll do some Wizard Hammer. Of course, Carbellion, Wizard Hammer, part of Bomblastica, happening April 15th at the Wisco. Right now, though, we should have been DJs. This song is called Act Out. It's Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
Hey, Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial.